This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Tennessee has made history by becoming the first U.S. state to pass legislation to protect musicians from unauthorized artificial intelligence impersonation. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee said, "Tennessee is the music capital of the world, and we're leading the nation with historic protections for Tennessee artists and songwriters against emerging AI technology." The Tennessee law is called the Elvis Act, or the Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Act, and is an updated version of an old publicity law that protected an artist's name, photograph, or likeness. The new legislation includes AI-specific protections to prohibit anyone from using AI to mimic an artist's voice without permission. Tennessee has long been known as a musical powerhouse state, the home of Nashville and a birthing place for performers from country to blues music. The state has been a launching pad for the careers of some of the country's biggest superstars, including Elvis Presley, Dolly Parton, B.B. King, and Taylor Swift. The state's music industry supports more than 61,000 jobs and hosts more than 4,500 music venues. Tennessee lawmakers have been struggling to keep up with the rapid acceleration of AI technology as it continues to impact multiple industries. In the music industry, songwriters, singers, and producers have expressed concerns about the current lack of protections over things like copyrights and intellectual property. Last year, music fans responded with disbelief after an anonymous TikTok user used AI to simulate the voices of artists Drake and The Weeknd to create a viral song titled "Heart on My Sleeve." The artist's label, Universal Music Group, invoked copyright violations to get the song removed from platforms, including TikTok, Spotify, and YouTube. While largely viewed as a threat, music and image producers have also been using AI technology to make some impressive breakthroughs. It was AI that made it possible for the Beatles to release what they've referred to as their final song, Now and Then, last year, using archival footage and AI technology to include two of the four Beatles who are now dead. And the musician Grimes has encouraged the use of AI in songmaking, going so far as to encourage creators to use AI-generated versions of her voice to make new music, offering to split 50% of the royalties on any successful hits. In 1916, 4 years before women were granted the right to vote in the United States, pioneering suffragist Jeanette Rankin ran for Congress. She won the seat, making her the first American congresswoman, and was sworn in as a representative for Montana on April 2, 1917. When she learned of her victory, Rankin said, "I may be the first woman member of Congress, but I won't be the last." Jeanette Rankin was the first woman to speak before the Montana legislature in February of 1911, arguing in support of voting rights for women in her home state of Montana. In November of 1914, Montana became the seventh state to grant women unrestricted voting rights. 2 years later, Jeanette Rankin was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1916 for one term. Rankin was elected again in 1940. Each of Rankin's congressional terms coincided with the initiation of U.S. military intervention in one of the two world wars. A lifelong pacifist, Jeanette Rankin was one of 50 House members who opposed the declaration of war on Germany in 1917, saying, "I wish to stand for my country, but I cannot vote for war." In 1941, she was the sole member of Congress to vote against the declaration of war on Japan following the attack on Pearl Harbor, saying, "As a woman, I can't go to war, and I refuse to send anyone else." April 2nd is the anniversary of Jeanette Rankin being sworn in as the first congresswoman in the United States representing Montana. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.